Well, thank you all for coming out today. Greatly appreciate it. So just to give you a little preface of my talk, I'm going to be giving sort of a broad overview of the role of public health institutes, particularly in the area of community health assessment, and then discuss some examples of how assessment efforts have advanced the mission of different types of organizations. Many of you will know or be familiar with these types of efforts, since it sounds like in the audience probably many of you are involved in similar efforts. We look forward to talking more about that during the Q&A. But as I mentioned, I'll be giving a broad overview, and then my colleagues here, Dr. Radini and Ms. Axler, will then go into more detail about specific projects. So, just to note, we have no, or I have no relationships to disclose. So, first question, and many of you may know this answer already since you're involved in similar organizations, but what is a public health institute? So public health institutes are nonprofit organizations that improve the public's health by fostering innovation, leveraging resources, and building partnerships across sectors, including government agencies, communities, the healthcare delivery system, media, and academia. The 2003 Institute of Medicine report, The Future of the Public's Health in the 21st Century, highlighted the importance of a multi-sector approach in improving health. And prior to the IOM report, there were several such agencies, such as public health institutes, who were taking this multi-sector approach and working in partnership with a variety of public and private organizations. On this slide are just some examples of the 36 members who are part of the National Network for Public Health Institutes, or NNPHI. So in the first 10 years of its existence, NNPHI has seen its membership grow from 19 founding members to its current 36 members. This map is a map of the NNPHI's membership. They're in blue. And as you can see, NNPHI's membership covers a large percentage of the U.S. population, but still has some gaps in geographic coverage. So if after this presentation you have suggestions for new NNPHI members in those states or colleagues who might be working at potentially emerging institutes, please let the NNPHI staff know, and they can connect them with potential resources and discuss those issues further. NNPHI also has an array of resources to share with its members and other public health professionals. These are just some examples, everything from toolkits to feedback on the IRF Community Health Assessment Notice to newsletters can be found on the website. And again, do not hesitate to contact NNPHI staff if you have any questions or are interested in some additional resources related to these issues. So I'm going to now talk a bit about our experience as a public health institute and how we've worked with a range of health-focused organizations and agencies in the areas of assessment and planning. As Chris mentioned, I work for an organization called Health Resources in Action, HRIA, and we are the only full public health institute in Massachusetts. And we are a nonprofit public health consultancy organization founded over 50 years ago and originally entitled the Medical Foundation. And so right now, the term community health assessment and community health improvement planning are certainly creating a lot of buzz. But because of our long history, we've actually been working in the areas of assessment and planning for 15 to 20 years, working with hospitals, nonprofit organizations, foundations, and government agencies. However, that was back at a time when the words participatory approach, community engagement, and data-driven were not terms so ubiquitously emphasized as they are today. And so it's a very exciting time for organizations across the spectrum that we're now, everyone is embracing these types of approaches. So what is a community health assessment? Based on where everyone is from, I'm sure many people here are involved. Can I get a show of hands of how many people have been previously involved in community health assessments? So nearly everyone. So you may have seen this definition, or you know obviously the basic steps. However, I want to underscore some key areas. This is an excerpt definition from the Public Health Accreditation Board, and it just notes that a community health assessment is involved regularly and systematically collecting, analyzing, and making available information on the health of a community, including statistics on health status and community health needs, increasingly moving beyond problems and deficits towards an analysis of community strengths and resources as a critical part of understanding a community's health. And so I just want to note a few items related to this. It's not just about the product. It's about the process. And it's not just about collecting the information, but also making it available. The issue around data dissemination and providing information back to the community for discussion, those are critical elements to the process. And also, some entities call these community health needs assessments. We actually prefer not to use the term needs in the title. So yes, we want to learn about gaps and needs and issues, but assessments are also about understanding a community's strengths and resources. So we try to conduct our assessments using an assets-based approach so we can understand what are the existing strengths and resources in a community so that we can build upon them in thinking about planning and programming. And these don't necessarily have to be financial resources. They can also include strengths such as community cohesion, social capital, and cultural diversity. So why conduct a community health assessment? There are many reasons, and they certainly vary by organization. For some entities, it's a requirement. We all recognize that. For example, nonprofit hospitals will now be required to conduct an assessment every 3 years as part of the Affordable Care Act. Also, local and state health departments will need to conduct a health assessment if they are interested in undergoing the voluntary accreditation process. However, conducting an assessment should not just be an exercise to check something off the list. Those who are part of health organizations, like most of you in the audience, are involved in the critical health needs of a community. You could probably talk about those needs right now and know what they are. However, it's a different thing when that information is put down on paper and borne out or not borne out by empirical data. Also, in some instances, organizations and agencies have a specific geographic region that is their focus area, but they recognize that concerns and strengths are not necessarily equally distributed across specific neighborhoods or geographic subsectors. And so, therefore, it's important to recognize the commonalities and differences across the geographic region. Questions such as understanding how are those regions similar or different, are there specific subpopulations of interest within these communities, and what are their needs and concerns, a community health assessment can help identify those factors. It can also help provide data that can serve as the foundation for future planning efforts. The key is an assessment is not supposed to be a document that just sits on a shelf. It's a document for action. So some key principles related to community health assessments. Many people use tools such as MAP, MAP-IT, the Strategic Prevention Framework. I'm not going to go into details about these, but all of these have some very basic tenets that they share or sort of basic principles. And so we also recommend these to help facilitate the success of a community health assessment. And just to briefly go over these, the first is to be inclusive and to engage a diverse range of stakeholders, individuals, and organizations who may not normally be at the table. And so we like to consider the community health assessment as an opportunity to provide a voice for all sectors of the community. Also, similarly, having a participatory approach. We found that having community leaders and an advisory group involved in all aspects of the assessment, from thinking about methodology, to reviewing tools, to actually being part of the data collection, and then working with us on data analysis and data dissemination, can be helpful not only to ensure that the assessment methods are salient, but also in garnering a sense of ownership on the process. so that afterwards communities feel that they can move ahead with the findings into a planning process and so on and so forth with implementation, and they own that data and are engaged in that process. Similarly, ensuring transparency is important, as well as I mentioned before, the importance of dissemination of findings. These are supposed to be action-oriented processes, and so they can only be action-oriented if people are aware and engaged with the information. So what is the value added of a public health institute in this process? Some overarching issues of what public health institutes bring to the table. First is their breadth of experience. I can tell you from our own experience that even though we're based in Massachusetts, we've been working across the country in Texas, Illinois, Georgia, and so we bring a perspective of what's happening nationally in the field and how these issues can be applied at the local level, or lessons learned or best practices can be applied to local efforts. Also, public health institutes focus not on changes at the individual level, but on how to improve community and population health. We emphasize that health is not just a unidimensional construct. It involves physical health and emotional health, and we consider the larger social and economic upstream factors that have a critical impact on population health. And then public health institutes can also serve as a neutral facilitator as well as an independent convener. So for example, to engage community residents, we don't have the history necessarily with the community that some institutions have that may not have always been positive. And so we can help provide a forum for community residents to feel that they can open up honestly and feel comfortable with that. And then similarly, serving as a neutral facilitator for advisory committees that are multi-sectoral and multi-agency, when everyone comes to the table with a different agenda, sometimes having a neutral facilitator during that process can be extremely helpful. So in my last few slides, I'm just going to touch upon some examples from our experience of how different organizations and agencies have benefited from undergoing a community health assessment. I'm just going to talk about a different sort of range of organizations. So first example includes nonprofit hospitals. As I mentioned earlier, this is a new requirement nationally. With the Affordable Care Act, but more than a requirement, it's an opportunity to gather information that can impact the hospital's strategic vision for community outreach, as well as ways to improve their services and programming in the community. And one example is last year we worked with Brigham and Women's Hospital and conducted a community health assessment for them. Brigham already had extensive programming in the community, yet much of it was behind the scenes. In addition to important findings about community needs and assets, we learned that community residents didn't know about the programming that was going on. They didn't necessarily have access to it, and it wasn't always touching upon the issues that were most salient to them. And so this had an important implication for Brigham's future programming and specifically its communication outreach to residents, as well as it helped them shape how to address some of these priority health issues. And for example, some of these included coping with violence and stress, and how to address these issues within their current infrastructure of programming and services. So we've also worked with philanthropic foundations, which also have their own sort of purpose for conducting community health assessments. Philanthropic foundations, specifically those that focus on a specific geographic area, have found that conducting community health assessments can help identify needs and priorities and concerns that can help them identify where they might want to put their funding. So back in 2000, for example, we started working with the Holt Fund in Grafton, Vermont, which was a trust aimed at improving the health of the people in a multi-county area in Vermont. We conducted a community health assessment there for the foundation to identify potential areas for focused giving. We're now undergoing another assessment, sort of 10 years later, to revisit these identified areas, as well as understand whether there have been shifts in the health concerns or priorities among residents and stakeholders so they can sort of revisit their current funding priorities. community organizations are also another organization type which can have great benefit in conducting community health assessments. So nonprofit organizations, specifically those that have a catchment area that is of a specific geographic focus, assessments can be critical in revisiting whether there's a match between the needs of the community and their current programming, and it can also help them in thinking about future programming. For example, HRIA conducted health assessments for two Salvation Army agencies as part of an application process for a new multi-service community center that was going to be funded by the Ray and Joan Kroc Corporation. The assessments aim to identify the needs, assets, and resources in these communities for youth and families, and it related to health and wellness, but also to areas related to recreational opportunities, performing arts, elder services, sort of a range of issues we were looking at. As part of this process, we gathered data from a range of different groups, youth, elderly, leaders in the faith-based communities, staff from Parks and Recreation, to gather their perspective on these issues. We also mapped data on existing services, transportation lines, and where different groups in the cities lived. And we learned in Augusta, Georgia, that many underserved residents had difficulty accessing existing services, and that the transportation lines were not necessarily running through the areas where they live, and it took them, you know, an hour plus to go from bus to actually access services. So this kind of information helped identify where might be an appropriate site or location for a regional multi-service community center, and we provided recommendations on that. And so the assessment findings in their application process helped both the Salvation Army secure over $35 million of funding for them to build a community center. And then lastly, as we all know about the sort of CHIP and SHIP process, which my colleagues, I'm sure, will talk about in more detail, local and state health departments can benefit greatly from conducting community health assessments. They're critical in understanding how the health department's services are meeting or not meeting the needs of their communities. And then the conducting an assessment is critical in the community health improvement planning process, the CHIP, or the state health improvement planning process for the CHIP. And the data gathered by the assessment can be very helpful when you have multiple partners around the table to ensure that everyone is sort of speaking the same language and is on the same page and can help in identifying data-driven priorities and strategies for moving forward. And so we work closely with a multi-sectoral partnership in San Antonio. That collaborative entity was called the Bexar County Health Collaborative, and my colleague Steve Verdini is going to be talking in much more detail about that project. But in that project, we did work with a number of different agencies from the county and local health agencies and multiple hospital systems together on a community health assessment, and now we're working on the CHIP process. But all of the organizations were able to benefit from the process. The hospitals with their mandate with the Affordable Care Act, the local health department who's now pursuing the CHIP process, and so this collaborative work was the assessment helped with this collaborative work in thinking about the future of community health planning for the entire region. And so this was a broad sort of overview of different types of community health assessments and what organizations can benefit. And I think the important issue is to help ensure that future planning processes are data-driven, strategic, and can engage a range of community partners. Yes, of course.
For the work you described in San Antonio, yeah. I know Steve might describe it in more detail. Did you say there was collaboration between the health department and hospitals?
Yes. Okay. So there was a county and city agencies as well as four hospital systems. And so thank you. I know there'll be questions at the end. Happy to sort of talk about these anymore. Are you going to be introducing? Sure. So thank you very much.